I'm Snips editor Michael McConnell, and this is the Snips Podcast. In case you haven't visited lately, we've overhauled our website at www.snipsmag.com. It's got a new look, and it's designed to look good and function on any device, from a laptop to a tablet or smartphone. For this month's podcast, I decided it was time to check in again with Lisa Thomas, the Online Development Manager here at BMP Media. Enjoy the podcast. And if you're near a computer or listening through a smartphone or tablet, why not check out the new website at the same time? Okay, so we're talking to Lisa Thomas, the Online Development Manager for BMP Media. How are you doing, Lisa?
Good, thank you.
So, I was trying to come up with a podcast for this month, and I thought to myself, well, for the last few months, you and your department and the editors have been working on a new website. So I thought, what a great thing to talk to the readers about, listeners. As a case they didn't know, Snips has a new website. We launched. When did we launch roughly?
It was just a couple months ago. We started the process, about I want to say 4 or 5 months ago. And so Snips, I think, launched about a month.
Okay.
Just a month ago.
And the company is redoing most of the websites, right?
Yep,
all the brands.
Yep, all the BMP websites are now moved over.
Okay, and you say moved over to a new format, new template, new.
Yep, it's what we like to call responsive design.
Okay.
So we moved over. Basically, the site's got a facelift. We call like a facelift on steroids.
Okay.
It was a smooth transition because it wasn't a complete redesign of the site. So it was taking the old outline and making it mobile responsive.
And we're going to get into what some of those phrases mean, in case people don't know. What's your role in this for all these different brands that have new websites now? What do you have to do?
Okay, so myself and our online development director spent a lot of time researching how our visitors were using the old site. And we created a list of key features we would want to enhance for the visitor experience. We then took that wish list, so to speak, to our publishing vendor, and then we mocked up the new design. Our team then managed the process with our vendor, the BMP editorial staff, and even our own departmental staff. So although the vendor did do a lot of behind-the-scene works, our department had to research and recreate a lot of those pages and tables to make it a smooth transition.
And so if someone, at least that we launched a little bit ago, if someone were to go to snipsmag.com, if they haven't been there yet since we redid things, what do you think will be the first thing they'll notice? What stands out?
So it will depend on actually where they're coming from.
Okay.
The biggest change on the sites is the fact that it is now responsive. And that means that if you come to the site from your desktop, tablet, mobile device, you're going to receive the information formatted to that screen. So the site will actually respond to the device you are on. The older sites worked on all devices as well, meaning that they showed the information. But now the information is being optimized for viewing and interaction. So it's easy to read, the navigation's easier, and so on.
And that happens like automatically now.
Yep.
I mean, because before when I go on my phone, I have to pinch and
you'd have to zoom
in, around, and all that stuff. Don't do that anymore.
You don't do that anymore.
Okay.
Another couple of items that are to note for the visitors is that we will have a featured section, which is our middle column, that's no longer just limited to articles. It's all features. So that includes events, webinars, videos, photo galleries, all that information.
Does that change based on how frequently the site's being updated with new information? Is that how that works?
Yep.
Or is it okay?
Yep. And we also actually have a brand new videos page too to be responsive, so you'll have that bigger screen video along with a search functionality so visitors can kind of narrow down the videos they're looking for.
And the videos are designed so that they'll play easily, again, whether it's a tablet, phone, or a laptop.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're studying these things, I mean, it seems like just it wasn't that long ago that we redid the website.
Right.
Maybe it was longer than I thought, but we've done that several times. How do you determine whether it's time to redo a website? I know the internet's constantly changing.
Yeah.
But how do you decide, okay, this doesn't work
anymore?
This is
it, yeah. So, like you said, things are always changing in the web world. So part of our department's job is to stay on top of that. So the analytics did show that more of our audience was starting to use their mobile devices to receive information. So we knew our sites were not as friendly as one would hope. So we took that opportunity to research responsive design, and we decided that was the route we had to go. We want to be the leaders in B2B, and we knew that this would help accomplish that goal.
The phrase responsive design is one I kept hearing during this whole process, and I had to go look up what that meant. And you've used it a few times. So if someone doesn't know, you know, jargon, you get into the weeds with the jargon, but what does that mean?
So responsive design is an approach to web design that aims at giving the visitor optimal viewing at whatever screen size they're on. So there is not a separate mobile site. It is all one site with the same content, no matter the device or the site. So the site actually literally responds to the device. So whether you're on desktop, tablet, mobile, it's going to show you the information in the friendliest manner.
Is that true even like, you know, an iPhone versus an Android phone? I mean,
yep.
They still will work multiple platforms?
Yep, multiple platforms.
Okay. So I don't know if BMP, you know, BMP has a lot of different brands, and I know we were not the first to get this done. How has the response been for the other brands that had this done previously in the last, you know, year, however long you've been working on this?
The response has been great. We have been getting great responses from visitors, from all the editorial staff, advertisers. Everyone kind of is on board with this whole responsive design.
Okay. Have your latest studies that you've been reading or guys have commissioned yourselves show that most of our readers, I say are being, you know, the company or even the public in general, are they more likely to go to, you know, the website from a phone versus the desktop anymore? Is that really where things are going now?
It is, and we're seeing increases in that in our area in the B2B, and specifically with BMP Media. Many of our sites have about 30% of our traffic now is coming straight from mobile or tablet devices, so it does seem like the way it's going. People want to get the information whenever they want.
Okay. Let's see, anything else about this? Talk about the columns, very good. And again, it on a tablet, I have not checked it out on a tablet yet, but it's does it still keep the same three columns? I know I did go to it on my phone after it relaunched. Of course, three columns.
Right.
It'll work on a phone. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
But does a tablet version have three columns, or is it more condensed?
It's shrunk down even more. So when you go on your desktop, you're going to see the three columns. You're going to have news in your first column, all of your featured articles in the second, all your featured content, I should say.
Yep.
Your third column will be all the other latest stuff. So columns, products, things like that. When you get to your tablet, it's going to go down to two columns.
Okay.
And then when you go down to mobile, it's all going to be one column. So it's the scrolling age. People are used to scrolling. And even if you aren't used to scrolling, there's what we call a hamburger menu, which kind of is a pop-up menu. It'll have a button. It'll pop up the menu for you so you can easily access whatever you want.
Okay. Well, I look forward to hearing from our readers and exploring the sites more on different platforms. We have gotten some early feedback, and through some of our social media channels, LinkedIn and Facebook, and we got some good comments so far.
Great.
So yes, I will keep you abreast of those.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us.
No, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So that's all for this month's podcast. Let me know what you think of our new website on our social media platforms. You can contact me through LinkedIn, Twitter, or Facebook. I'm Snips editor Michael McConnell. Thank you for listening.